From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Skiing is going downhill in the Duluth area, but staying strong farther north. The Duluth News Tribune reported this week that Lutzen Mountains has yet to close down any of their primary runs and don't plan on doing so anytime soon. Conditions were wetter than usual, but there's adequate snow depth and plenty of artificial snow ready to add to the slopes as needed. But last week's sudden onset of balmy weather produced a different picture in Duluth. The Chester Bowl ski area closed last week, and Mont Dalac had its final day of downhill skiing last Saturday. Spirit Mountain was closed through Thursday of this week, but its managers hope for a final bow over the weekend. There's been some melting at Giants Ridge and by Wabik. That means conditions were wetter than they would be in January, and the slopes might seem a little used up by late in the afternoon, but all the slopes are open. The Weather Service predicts highs in the 30s and 40s and lows mostly in the 20s for Duluth the rest of this week. It's expected to be a little cooler than that over the weekend in Bawabek and Lutzen areas with forecasts lows in the teens.
Yesterday at the Cook County Board of Commissioners meeting, the board voted in favor of a letter of support for the constitutional protection of Lakeview Natural Dairy in its ongoing legal battle with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. The letter was put forth by former Cook County Deputy Sheriff Greg Gentz, who has been a vocal supporter of Lakeview Dairy and its owner David Berglund throughout the legal process. The board was planning on voting on an 8-page resolution that would show support of Lakeview, but Gentz offered his 1-paragraph letter as an alternative, directly referencing the dairy's protection under the Minnesota Constitution to sell their products without government involvement. Gentz says the commissioners are bound by oath to uphold the state constitution.
Every president, governor, mayor, state attorney, county attorney, city attorney, deputy sheriff, police officer, city council member, and county commissioner must make this oath. This is exactly, in my opinion, what our elected officials should be upholding and speaking in support of. And in my opinion, it should be considered one of the highest duties of the office.
Gentz believed the resolution that was to be voted on did not focus on the constitutional issue and contained wording that would ultimately harm Lakeview Dairy's case. He believes his letter is a more direct and to the point alternative.
It highlights the private nature of the association between the farm direct to consumer relationship. It speaks directly as to what we are talking about, which is products of the farm and garden. And it focuses on the private men and women who are making an informed decision to privately purchase from the private farmer or gardener.
The board voted in favor of Gentz's alternative letter over the proposed resolution yesterday afternoon later. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is currently accusing David Berglund with contempt for refusing to allow MDA officials to inspect his farm several times in 2014. There was a public hearing on March 9th in front of Judge Mike Cuzzo, who will be issuing a written decision within 90 days of that court date. At that hearing, Judge Cuzzo stayed the contempt order.
Officials are predicting an early start to Minnesota's spring fire season due to the recent warm, dry weather. They expected temperatures in the 40s and 50s this week, and that will likely take care of what's left of Minnesota's meager snowpack. Forecasts for the next couple of weeks call for more mild temperatures and a continuing dry weather pattern, so fire behavior analysts say Minnesota will likely have an average to above average number of wildfires this spring. With the early spring, the Department of Natural Resources says it's likely to impose open burning restrictions earlier than usual. The moose population in Michigan's western Upper Peninsula appears to have dropped over the past 2 years, and a wildlife expert there says there's reason for concern about the species' long-term future in the state. The Department of Natural Resources this week said its latest biennial survey produced an estimate of 323 moose in their primary Michigan range, which includes Baraga, Iron, and Marquette counties. In 2013, the population estimate there was 451. DNR moose specialist Chad Stewart says because of statistical uncertainty, it's possible the population has held steady since the 2013 count, but he says it's likelier that there was a drop-off because of other findings, including a decrease in the number of calves spotted with adult females. Moose populations have declined in a number of other northern states, particularly here in Cook County. It appears spring may be here with the end of another year of extensive Great Lakes ice coverage. According to George Leshkovich, physical scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, total Great Lakes ice coverage peaked February 28th at approximately 88.7% combined among the five lakes. Lakes Erie, Huron, and Superior approached almost complete ice cover. The record for Great Lakes' total ice cover was set in 1979 at 94.7%. According to statistics compiled by the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, out of all of the Great Lakes, Lake Erie reached the highest ice coverage percent at 98.9% on the 18th of February. Lakes Superior and Michigan both reached their maximum ice coverage February 28th, with Lake Superior coverage at 95.5%. It's going down now, Leshkovich said in regard to the melting ice. Even if we get another cold snap, it would have to be really cold for really long to turn things around. The ice cover should continue to melt as spring approaches, unlike 2014, when Leshkovich said some amount of ice cover remained on Lake Superior until the 6th of June. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.